Dusty.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, it is a glorious Friday. It makes me think about apple blossom time when the sun is out. It's not too warm at that point in time.
It's perfect, but fall is definitely in the air. That's for sure. Which for apple blossom, I always say it's Happy New Year. Our fiscal year starts on September 1st. So in my brain, it's 2020. It's not 2019 anymore.
It's also, in a weird way, the conclusion of what you guys celebrate.
Exactly.
Because, obviously, apple blossom is the blossoming of the flowers onto the trees that will eventually give us the apples that they're going to start harvesting here. If they're not harvesting
they
already.
They are harvesting now, that's for sure. Yes, yes.
And so it's kind of this weird, in this weird way, it's sort of an opportunity to it's the bookend.
It totally is, and that's a great way of saying it. And you know, like I said, with September 1st being the beginning of our fiscal year for 2020, we are already starting our events for 2020. So one of our first events is our auction. And this is our 24th year, which I can't believe I'm saying that, our 24th year of our auction. And what started as just like a little fun fundraiser, I think our first year, 24 years ago, we, I think, net maybe like $2,000. And now it's becoming this huge, huge event. It's our fifth largest fundraiser. And it's really become the kickoff of not only the festival, but I think for a lot of people, it's like, okay, fall's here. We love doing the auction. We get to see everybody that we haven't seen all summer. So this year it's on October 26th and it's at the Wenatchee Center. And we always have a theme for the auction, and this year it's a tailgate party.
Oh.
So people will be wearing their Seahawk jersey like what you're wearing now, or their Cougar jersey. I do think there'll be lots of Cougar jerseys this year. But yeah, so you'll show your colors or your team, and then tickets are $50 each, or you can buy a table of 10 for $500. And it's just a lot of fun. You know, it's a social gathering, and just by going, you're already supporting the festival. So we're really trying to tell people that you don't have to have tons and tons of money to go to our auction. We have all kinds of other stuff going on that is less expensive than spending $5,000 on a live item.
Right.
We have all kinds of games. We have Queno. We have Heads and Tails. We're doing some Pepsi Pong, we're calling it. We're trying to do some fun tailgate parties, or games. So we have a Pepsi Pong, and then we're doing a cornhole game, and then we're doing a football toss. And then if you win one of those games, then your name will go in the pot for another big prize.
Oh, fun.
And just by going, you have the opportunity to win a TV.
Okay.
So we have, I think they call them TVs now. I call them TVs. What are they called now?
There's another name.
I think they have
4K and UHD.
Yeah,
and all
I don't even know.
Stuff.
But anyway, we're getting some big TV monitor thing. But
something to watch football with.
That's right. That's right. And then speaking of football, we're waiting to hear what time the game's on, but we'll hopefully be having the Wazoo Oregon game on live.
Ooh, yeah.
We're hoping it's the 7:30 game. But yeah, so lots and lots of fun things. So we're always looking for new people to come to this because once you go, you have so much fun. You want to go every year. Or items. It's a great opportunity for businesses in our community that don't want to donate dollars but have product to donate. It's a great opportunity for you to do that. If you donate an item, that value is what your sponsorship would be. So if you donate something that's worth $200, you'll be a $200 sponsor. And then you'd be recognized all year long at that level.
Now, are you looking for obviously people can donate things. I mean, if you have an autographed football or you have something, can businesses donate services? So if I'm an accountant or I'm some sort of service related business where maybe I don't have a physical item that I sell, but I wanted to take part in this, can I sell donate a service?
Absolutely. The services are what's awesome. We have lots of cleaning services, landscaping services. We love that because what we do is we put them into a package. So we have spruce up your home package. So if we have a landscaper that's going to donate, you know, I don't know, 3 months of landscaping, and then Mary Maids is a great example. They donate every year. So then we make these packages out of these services. So and then they go for big money because you're buying this huge package instead of just one service.
Right.
So, but yes, we love that. And we love airline miles. If someone wants to donate airline miles, because sometimes we'll get a condo. Like last year, we got a condo in Mexico. It would have been great to have airline miles to donate with that. But again, the condos, cabins, if somebody has a cabin that they don't use a certain time during the year for a week, that's a great thing to donate, because those go for big bucks too. So we're always looking for new fun things. A lot of times people donate money and then say, you guys spend it, you go out and do a basket for me because I have no idea what you need. So when we're gathering up all these items, and then we sit down and we figure out our baskets and how we're going to put everything together, there are times that we say, oh, wouldn't it be cool if we had a chainsaw, you know, to add to this to this man's basket or whatever.
I love that that's the item you came up with. Let's have a chainsaw.
A chainsaw. You know, we need a chainsaw to put in with the man's basket of whatever. So, you know, people will donate dollars, so then we go buy the chainsaw, and then we say that the chainsaw was donated by this person. So we love that, too, when people donate money and say, this is just for the auction, go spend it how you want to spend it. So
I just picture your tailgate theme, and I always think of, like, auctions and, like, this kind of stuff as, like, suit and tie. Like, you're getting really, like, dressed up kind of almost to the nines, date night kind of stuff, but this would be...
Not us. No. We've done that one time for our auction where we dressed up, and we just kind of find that when people are dressed fun... They tend to spend more money. You know, it's weird. They're having fun. You know, they're having a beer. You know, they're having a great time. And when you dress up nicely, sometimes it's just more stuffy of a feel. So we've kind of learned that having a theme dress up is way more fun than dressing formal. Because like I said, we did it one year and it was like, okay, that was everybody looked great, but
maybe make it a James Bond spy theme, yeah. I suppose, but yeah.
Well, and we already have our themes for the next 3 years. So this year's our tailgate theme, and then for 2021, it'll be a 70s theme.
Oh.
And then for 2022, we're doing Christmas in October. So everybody will wear, like, ugly sweaters from Christmas, you know, buy presents for Christmas. So we have themes forever. That's what we do. We plan way, way ahead, sometimes too far ahead.
I barely know what I'm doing next week. You guys have already got this planned out through 2022.
It's crazy, but we do.
You can find out more, by the way, on appleblossom.org. Kevin sitting in for Dave Bernstein, talking with Darcy Christofferson. Just again, if you're tuned in to check out Jose Cuevas, we'll run that next Wednesday at 12:30. Just keep your ears locked on that. We'll run that at that point. So the auction is October 26th, 6 o'clock. It is a full buffet dinner, no host bar, and I'm trying to read the small print from this way far away. And that's the nice thing too. I think $50 is I think it's not nothing,
right?
But it's not, I mean, $50, you can go out on a dinner with your spouse and easily top that.
Exactly.
Easily top that.
It's a full meal. I mean, every year they do a great job, the Wenatchee Center, with our meal. So yeah, it's a full meal, and we do have hosted beer, no host bar. So it's a great time. And like I said, once you go, it kind of becomes your thing in the fall. Everybody loves going.
It's not the only thing going on. I'd imagine you've already started the process. If it may be too late in some cases for royalty.
Actually, it's not too late.
Okay.
But we are, of course, thinking about it. With it being September, we kind of don't stress the senior girls out too much until usually after homecoming.
Okay.
But all the information about the royalty process is online. The big thing is that if you are a senior girl in the Wenatchee or Eastmont school districts, and you attend a private school or a public school or your home school, you're eligible to participate in the royalty process. The big thing that you need to keep in mind is you have to attend a mandatory meeting, and that's on December 3rd. So we always encourage girls that if you're the least bit thinking about it, you have to come to this meeting. Because after the meeting, if you don't want to run, that's fine. At least you went to the meeting. But we have multiple girls come up to us every year and say, dang it, I didn't go to the meeting, so now I can't run, right? That's right.
That's right.
So
You'd rather go and not need to have gone than to need to have gone and not gone.
And that's why we do it. You know, sometimes people think it's a little overboard that we do this mandatory meeting, but it really helps you if you're planning on running, and it really helps us because then it's like we don't have parents or girls coming up to us after the fact saying, I had no idea how much time was involved. You know, we make it very clear in that meeting that this is a very time-consuming process. But it's very rewarding, and you have this opportunity to win $10,000 in scholarships. So we just like to make that very clear early on. So then if you're in the final three, you understand that we told you it was going to take this much time.
And the best part about it is, and make sure if you are even thinking about it, at least write it in your calendar, December 3rd, so you're ready to go.
Yeah, and we will be sending out a reminder letter to all the senior girls, but we won't be doing that till November. So we'll send out a reminder so they can definitely.
If you want to get a sense of the process, by the way, there you can still go and find the movie, the documentary that
you
was
can.
Done.
I
was just over at the chamber and saw that they had about 25 of them or something like that.
And we have them too.
And I figured you guys would as well. So if you want to just sort of walk and understand that process ahead of maybe deciding I'm in, I'm out, or whatever. Mm-hmm. This will walk you through that process. You'll get a real sense of it.
It totally will, and it's a good job where it doesn't freak you out either and scare you. I don't think. I mean, you know, you've seen it a few times, and I think they did a great job of not scaring you because it is a process, and it's a lot of work, and it's out a lot of girls. It's out of their comfort zone to take this leap. But, you know, just like this year, for example, I had Elizabeth Popoff, Princess Elizabeth, and Queen Savannah. They both went through Rush at their colleges, and they said, there's no way. I mean, I could have done it, but it was so less stressful because they kind of already did that when they ran for Apple Blossom. So it's always nice to hear those stories on how much Apple Blossom has helped the girls, whether you make royalty or not.
The connections you make with peers within your own school, maybe you didn't know before, or from the opposing school, but also connections you make with community members here who, you know, are going to root for you, not just for the four months or so of Apple Blossom and the royalty pageant, and then afterwards, they're rooting for you from the time that they meet you until they are no longer physically able to root for you anymore.
That is so, I mean, I'm blessed to have that in my life every day, you know, with being a past royalty person and with this job, you know, I have these people that do, they've rooted for me all my life, you know, since I was 18 years old. So, and again, the DVD really reflects that, how, you know, we had 80-year-old women say, people still remember me as Apple Blossom Queen, you know. So it's a pretty cool thing that you just can't explain to people. It's a process that's pretty awesome to be a part of. Again, whether you continue on as royalty or not, it's just going through that process really is rewarding for you.
So the auction is October 26th. We've talked a little bit about that, but we'll hit it again real quick before we get out of here. And the royalty, we were sort of discussing that. Anything else sort of going on in the fall for Apple Blossom? You guys, we did this a month or so back when you guys announced your theme.
Yep.
Which is Bloomin' Fun in 101. I keep wanting to say in the 101,
I know,
but it's not.
In 101, yep.
But Bloomin' Fun in 101, what else is going on for
you? Well, that's really it right now. You know, what we do in the summer is we basically focus on the auction and sponsorship. So we pretty much have all of our corporate sponsors renewed for 2020 and getting a lot of the items in. So, again, that's a big thing. If you're a new business or an old business and want to participate, just come by the office and drop off a gift certificate or dollars, or just give me a call and we can brainstorm some ideas. And then, of course, we have the royalty process starting December 3rd. And then, as you know, once January 1st hits, it's like, it's here already. It's just here. You know, we'll do the junior royalty process, which will be in March, and we'll have another year.
Yep.
So our theme this year is kind of, within our board of directors, is our 100th was so great. And it's something that we will never forget. But it was interesting how our focus has been the 100th for 3 to 5 years. So now that that's over with, we're kind of revamping and thinking, okay, what can we do better with our big events that we haven't done or should be doing? So that's kind of our theme as a board for 2020, is just to kind of revamp and figure out what we need to do for the next generation.
Right. Well, let's remind everybody real quickly then, the auction is October 26th. How do people get involved either by wanting to go, donating items or services? What do they need to know, and who do they need to contact?
Well, if you just go to our website, appleblossom.org, the invite's on there. My email address is on there, so you can email me. It's darcy@appleblossom.org and say, hey, I want to buy a table. I'd love to donate. I'll get right back in touch with you. Or you can just call us at 662-3616, and we can answer all your questions and get you all signed up.
Or if it's a beautiful like today, go for a walk.
Come walk it down and see us and see our remodeled building. It's been a year now, but it looks really...
9 to 3 is when you guys are...
9 to 5. That was our summer hours.
Oh, but okay. We're there. Oh, you're now back to
normal? We're now back to normal. Yes, yes. We are...
I walk by your office almost every day.
Yeah. Well, you should know them that we're there except it is football Friday, so we may sneak out a little early today.
Yeah, especially if you're with Eastmont, because they're down in Ellensburg.
They're in Ellensburg, and then the Panthers are here, so
I get some team I can't pronounce.
Yeah. We just say the Canadians are coming to town.
Mount Boucherie,
yeah,
or
something. They're the best fans in the world.
Oh,
they
so nice.
Love coming here. It's so fun. We just go and talk to them throughout the whole game. They're so fun. So,
Everybody gets along until Apple Bowl, and then
yeah,
then everybody looks across the office askance at each other.
That's right.
Darcy Christofferson with the Washington State Apple Blossom Festival. The auction again, October 26th. That's Saturday, October 26th at 6 p.m. Find out more at appleblossom.org. Darcy, thank you so much for swinging by.
Thank you.